the crest of the unholy empire that had once ruled most of the huge country. Vimes couldn't recall much about it, except that one of the emperors once had a man's hat nailed to his head for a joke. Oberwald seemed to be a big, cold, depressing place, so perhaps people would do anything for a laugh. The crest was altogether too florid for Vimes's taste, and was dominated by a double-headed bat. The first document was entitled The Fat-Bearing Strata of the Schmalzberg Region, the Land of the Fifth Elephant. He knew the legend, of course. There had once been five elephants, not four, standing on the back of Great Atuin, but one had lost its footing or had been shaken loose and had drifted off into a curved orbit before eventually crashing down a billion tons of enraged pachyderm with a force that had rocked the entire world and split it up into the continents people knew today. The rocks that fell back had covered and compressed the corpse, and the rest, after millennia of underground cooking and rendering, was fat history. According to legend, gold and iron and all the other metals were also part of the carcass. After all, an elephant big enough to support the world on its back wasn't going to have ordinary bones, was it? The notes in front of him were a little more believable, talking about some unknown catastrophe that had killed millions of the mammoths, bison and giant shrews and then covered them over, pretty much like the fifth elephant in the story. There were notes about old troll sagas and legends of the dwarfs. Possibly ice had been involved, or a flood. In the case of the trolls, who were believed to be the first species in the world, maybe they'd been there and seen the elephants trumpeting across the sky. The result, anyway, was the same. Everyone, well, everyone except Vimes, knew the best fat came from the Schmalzberg wells and mines. It made the whitest, brightest candles, the creamiest soap, the hottest, cleanest lamp oil. The yellow tallow from Ankh Morpork's boilers didn't come close. Vimes didn't see the point. Gold, now that was important. People died for it. And iron. Ankh Morpork needed iron. Timber, too. Stone, even. Silver, now, was very... He flicked back to a page headed Natural Resources, and under Silver read, Silver has not been mined in Oberwald since the Diet of Bugs in AM 1880, and the possession of the metal is technically illegal. There was no explanation. He made a note to ask Inigo. After all, where you got werewolves, didn't you need silver? And things must have been pretty bad if everyone had to eat insects. Anyway, silver was useful too, but fat was just fat. It was like biscuits or tea or sugar. It was just something that turned up in the cupboard. There was no style to it, no romance. It was stuff in tubs. A note was clipped to the next page. He read, The fifth elephant as a metaphor also appears in the Oberwald languages. Depending on context, it can mean a thing that does not exist, as we would say, Clachian mist, a thing that is other than it seems, and a thing that, while unseen, controls events, in the same way that we would use the term eminence grise. I wouldn't, thought Vimes. I don't use words like that.
Constable Shoe, said Constable Shoe when the door of the bootmaker's factory was opened. Homicide!
You come back, Mr. Sonkey, said the troll who'd opened the door.
Warm, damp air blew out into the street, smelling of incontinent cats and sulphur.
I meant I'm a zombie, said Red Shoe. I find that telling people right away saves embarrassing misunderstandings later on. But coincidentally, yes, we've come about the alleged deceased.
We?
Said the troll, making no comment about Reggie's grey skin and stitch marks.
Didn't hear, Big Jobs.
The troll looked down, not a usual direction in Ankh Morpork, where people preferred not to see what they were standing in.
Oh,
he said, and took a few steps backwards. Some people said that gnomes were no more belligerent than any other race, and this was true. However, the belligerence was compressed down into a body 6 inches high, and like many things when they are compressed, had an inclination to explode. Constable Swires had been on the force only for a few months, but news had gone around, and already he inspired respect, or at least the bladder trembling terror that can pass for respect on these occasions.
Don't just stand there gawping. Where's yon stiff?
Said Swires, striding into the factory.
We put him in de cellar, said the troll. And now we got half a ton of liquid rubber running to waste. He'd be livid about that.